Welcome back, creepies. Ashley Greathouse here from Encounters with the Darkness. You know, the paranormal group who hears about urban legends, then tracks them down. You know, to see if they check out or not. So grab yourself some coffee. You're probably gonna want that. Maybe you won't want to go to bed after this. Because tonight, we're discussing Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. I'm just kidding, I won't say it three times. The Bloody Mary ghost is a famous urban legend involving a spirit called Mary, obviously. One legend, probably the most notorious, states that if you stand in front of a mirror and chant Bloody Mary three times, her ghostly spirit will appear standing behind you in the reflection. Some people say that she will curse you or even kill you, while others think that she simply stares at you and maybe even speaks with you. Who knows, maybe she'll tell you like how your fate will be sealed. Whatever the case, she is an oft-referenced figure, okay, in urban legend lore and has been a part of ghost stories around the world for like decades. Like we're talking a bunch of decades. But why? Like, how did this story spread so far? And where exactly is the original Bloody Mary? Well, let's get into it, because that's kind of really an interesting thought, isn't it? We have yet another paranormal being whose likeness and lore spreads across the globe, each report mirroring the next. So why is that? Well, science has chimed in on this to offer us a slight explanation that's also starting to feel very overused as an explanation. You'll know why. Can you guess? Can you guess why? Did you say hallucinations? Well, good job, because that's exactly why people think that this story started. And, you know, I hate to admit it, but they could be right. Wikipedia tells us that, and I'm going to butcher this name, I am so sorry, but Giovanni Caputo of the University of Urbino writes that this phenomenon, which he calls the strange face illusion, is believed to be a consequence of a dissociative identity effect, which basically causes the brain to recognize faces just a little bit differently than most people would. However, anyone, and I'm not recommending that this is something you try, but anyone can cause themselves to hallucinate by staring at pretty much anything for a prolonged amount of time. That fact alone is one reason why I don't put a lot of faith into a few different scrying methods used to communicate with the dead, such as using black mirrors or mirrors at all. Now, not saying I won't dabble in these techniques, and I'm definitely not saying I don't respect those who prefer those methods, but the human mind is a trickster for everyone, and more so for some of us. But we got slightly off topic, didn't we? This isn't about staring at a mirror alone and nothing more than candlelight. This is about summoning a specific entity while standing alone, staring at a mirror with only a tiny spark of light to see, and where exactly the original story of this came from. Well, I am so sorry to disappoint anyone who was waiting for me to chime in with the original story, or reason for how the telling could have spread the way that it did. Sure, I can get on board with the whole, you know, a person developed this ghost story based off of a hallucination they had because they have a dissociative disorder, but how did they all come up with this character, Bloody Mary? Because here's a twist. It seems just when we believe to have laid out a historical timeline for this story, an original story, an older one pops up nowhere near the other, leaving historians who look into this baffled. How did this story start at all? Was there truly this many Marys just doomed to die young and get summoned to sleepovers until the end of time? Oh my gosh. Thank goodness I'm an Ashley, because I have no tolerance for the high-pitched shrill of a teenager who would definitely put a banshee to shame. But what do you think? Is the story about Bloody Mary linked to something more horrifying than we imagined? Are we willingly participating in some ancient ritual? Or are people just not as original as we think we are when it comes to telling stories? As an author, I really hope that that's not the case. But who knows? It could be. Until next week, though, I love you so much. Stay creepy.